Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today is the team from Senior Life Solutions. Before we get to our program, I have a few announcements I'd like to share. First of all, we hope you will come out and join us this Saturday, March 30th at 10 o'clock. The Van Deest Medical Center Foundation is hosting a community Easter egg hunt. We will have four different hunts set up on our hospital grounds. Parking will be available on the south side of the hospital, and the Easter egg hunts will take place on the west side of the hospital. We also have a special hunt. A sensory-friendly and adaptive hunt is available for kids and young adults with disabilities to participate, and all ages are welcome. We will have some special prizes, and the Easter egg hunt is going on snow, rain, or shine, but the weather forecast looks pretty good. So again, we hope you'll come out and join us at 10 o'clock at the Van Deest Medical Center grounds. Also, the next SALT meeting will be held Thursday, April 4th at Montgomery Memorial Library in Jewell. The event begins at 9 o'clock with a light breakfast and free blood pressure checks provided by Van Deest Medical Center. The actual meeting gets underway at about 9:30. We will have updates from local and county law enforcement officers, as well as reports from county agencies and communities throughout Hamilton County. The program will follow and will feature fraud bingo. This will be presented by staff from Avila Bank in Jewell, and this is just a great topic to be talking about. It is a fun way to grow your knowledge in fraud and scams, identify when someone is trying to get your information, and learn how to protect yourself and others from scammers. SALT meetings are free and open to the public. Meetings are held bi-monthly at different locations throughout Hamilton County. Again, we hope you'll join us. The next SALT meeting will be Thursday, April 4th, beginning at 9 o'clock at Montgomery Memorial Library in Jewell. Also, we have a great opportunity. I've mentioned it on previous programs. The Van Deest Medical Center Hospital Auxiliary is offering four $1,000 scholarships to 2024 high school graduates or those that are interested in furthering their education in the medical field. The application can be found on our website. Go to www.vandeestmc.org. The deadline for the application is April 15th. And the applications are available in the counselor's offices in high schools throughout Hamilton County. And then I do want to give a plug for some new services we have starting this week. We have partnered with Iowa Ortho to bring new orthopedic services to Van Deest Medical Center. Dr. Brett Rosenthal is an orthopedic spine specialist, and he is starting today, and he will be seeing patients the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. Also, Dr. Scott Shumway is a hand and upper extremity specialist, and he is starting tomorrow and will continue to see patients on the second and fourth Thursdays of each month. They are taking appointments. Their schedules were full this week, which is fantastic. You can call our visiting specialist clinic, 515-832-7746, to schedule an appointment. And then lastly, I do want to mention we have also welcomed a new general surgeon, Dr. Anasuya Abraham. She is a general surgeon and treats diseases of the small and large intestine, performs colonoscopy, upper endoscopy, laparoscopic and open hernia surgeries, breast surgeries, thyroid surgery, and also does chemotherapy port placements. So a number of general procedures and surgeries done right here at Van Deest Medical Center. Very excited to have Dr. Abraham as part of our team. Again, to make an appointment or if you have questions, you can call the same number, 515-832-7746. And that will do it for my announcements for today's program. So very excited to welcome and introduce the team at Senior Life Solutions. I will let Jean, who is our program director, introduce her team and maybe just give us a general description of Senior Life Solutions and what the program entails.
Okay, thanks, Lori. First off, I want to say thank you for giving us the opportunity. This team is very passionate about mental health, so any opportunity we have to spread the word is we're really grateful. So Senior Life Solutions, we're an outpatient program. We're located right here at Van Deese Medical Center. We're here to meet the unique needs of older adults, usually age 65 and older. Anybody experiencing depression, anxiety, or other mental health challenges associated with aging. So the members of our team, myself, I am the program director. I'm responsible for directing and coordinating the activities of program staff to ensure quality patient care and providing community education to create awareness of the program. Next, we have Tim Heller, and he is the therapist. You'll be hearing from him soon. He is responsible for providing therapeutic services for patients, utilizing group, individual, and family therapy sessions. He will focus on quality patient care and provisions of services offered by physicians. And our newest staff member, we're happy to introduce, is Tara Bjorklund. She is the office patient coordinator. She is responsible for providing quality administrative and clerical services to our program and will assist our patients with care needs.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jean. And I want to welcome you, Tim, and Tara to the program today. Thank you so much for joining us. As you mentioned, Jean, this program really is designed to meet unique needs of older adults. Let's talk about what kinds of challenges older adults face as they age, and how do these challenges affect their mental health?
This is Tim Heller. I'm the therapist. And one of the things that we've experienced in the research indicates that many people, as they get close to retirement or post-retirement, they start experiencing a sense of loss and misdirection or lack of purpose. Some of this is brought on because they're no longer working. It could be a loss of a loved one. Surgeries or physical limitations have put them back a little bit. And sometimes this can lead to a great deal of sadness, guilt, hopelessness, and we're designed to help with that.
Excellent. Why is it so important for older adults to talk about mental health and what they are facing?
Well, I think it's unique that we talk about health all the time with our elderly. We talk about how they have to take care of their diets, they have to exercise. And one of the things that we often overlook is the fact that mental health is one of the most important things that we can take care of. The brain is the most important organ in the entire body. And yet we often try to talk about our heart or our diabetes or things like that. And a lot of this goes back to mental health. If we can improve our mental health, it will help improve our physical health. I think that's one thing that's very important. The other thing is important to understand is as you get into older generations, there's a lot more loneliness and isolation. Some of that's brought about by a loss of a loved one, maybe moving into a care center or assisted living type of setting. And this can cause a lot more other issues such as dementia, heart disease, stroke, some of the things that a lot of people don't fully understand or realize that these people need the help probably as more as any time in their life. And they're the ones that have often done everything they needed to in life. So it's important that we just offer that support and give them the needs or help that they need.
Absolutely. What's interesting is symptoms of depression and anxiety, I think, are quite often overlooked. I mean, whether it's the older population or really any age, some people don't even know what they're experiencing could be depression or anxiety. Now, in particular with this population, maybe what they're experiencing, they just somewhat write off as, oh, it's a part of aging. I'm getting older. This is how I am supposed to feel. And the truth is that is not necessarily the case. Correct.
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the things that we do spend a lot of time in group in regards to what the symptoms are. And a lot of times people write off as, well, I'm just getting old and I'm getting tired, or I'm having a senior moment. I can't remember things as well as I used to. And yet I can show example after example of people who are in their 90s who are still doing marathons, people that are still graduating college in their 80s and 90s. This is a myth that we need to dispel, that just because you're aging and older doesn't mean you can't live a fulfilled life. And that's one of the things I really go after a lot in our groups, in our individual sessions, is to help them expand beyond what we've been told what aging is should look like, and help them realize there's an unlimited potential in front of them. They have some of their greatest years ahead of them yet.
It's so true. And the truth is, if someone is experiencing some mental health challenges, if those symptoms go untreated, it actually can lead to major health declines for them and lower their quality of life. And so I love that this is what this program offers for the older population, is, you know, an opportunity to realize this and then discuss amongst others. And we'll get into the specifics of the program and how it is set up. But it's such a terrific program. And so any chance we have to get the word out about Senior Life Solutions and that it's available right here in our hospital, I'd love to be able to do that. So again, I thank you all for being a part of our show today. I want to talk a little bit about that stigma. Tim, you were kind of referencing it as we were just talking briefly there. It's not just older adults, but I do think that population is very reluctant to talk about mental health distress or concerns or what that means. Maybe talk a little bit about that and kind of what you've experienced in working with this population in particular.
Well, I think part of it is just the way they were raised. Oftentimes they were the type of generation that pulled yourself up by the bootstraps, and you didn't ask for help. You toughed it out and you made it through. My dad would call it, he was a stubborn German. A lot of times I think that was an idea that would really dominated that culture. And I think the reality of it is, though, as you start to talk to these folks and you understand where they're coming from, they're just like you and I. They're going through life's troubles just as much as we are. In fact, if you look at some of the research, they're some of the most resilient groups of people out there. We often talk about younger people being able to bounce back from surgeries and things like that. These guys have faced depression, wars, loss of jobs, loss of loved ones, mobility issues, and they're still ticking and they're still enjoying life. And I think that's what's so exciting about working with this population. I really do enjoy hearing their stories and also sharing some ideas that might help them as they continue on.
Right. And I really appreciate you using the word resilient to describe this group, because I second that. And I do believe that. And, you know, when you look at today's society and you think about good or bad social media that's available, that can be support for certain age groups. You know, this group doesn't necessarily engage that way, but this program through Senior Life Solutions offers them a way to reach out and have that support from other people and know that they're not the only one experiencing these feelings, these symptoms, which, you know, maybe they wouldn't otherwise verbalize. Because let's face it, nobody wants to feel like, oh, does this just make me sound weak? Is this just me going through this? And so you can see where their thoughts lead to, oh, I'm getting older, and that's just where it is. And this program offers so much support to this population.
And that goes into a larger discussion of mental health in general. I think a lot of people are out there struggling and need that help and support. If you look at the world today, we've been more connected with each other as far as social media, television, radio, internet all the time. And yet, if you look at most of the research, we're finding more and more people feeling more isolated, more alone, and which is leading to an increase in drug use, increase of suicides, increase of ER trips. People are struggling, having panic attacks, needing some support. They don't know where to turn to. So I think it's important that we address this, not just for the elderly, but as a country as a whole. I think there's a lot more that we can do, and a lot of it's education. Mm-hmm. I know I joke with some of the patients sometimes, like, you know, this idea of mental illness. Well, we all have mental illness. That's, your brain is part of your health, and we need to take care of that. So I think if we get away from some of the labels that we put on people because they have mental health issues, I think that would go a long way. Because at one point, and I would argue this, I know most of the research says that there's 60 million people in the United States with diagnosed with depression at any point. But that's temporarily. At certain points, everyone's going to go through a period of depression. Everybody's going to have periods of anxiety. That's the people that we know about and have actually come to a doctor and been diagnosed. I would argue that most people at one point in their life have had experience with their mental illness, and they just need to get some help for it.
It's so very true. And whether we're talking about mental health, physical health, it's all a part of our health.
Holistic.
And overall well-being. And, you know, people feel comfortable talking about if they've got heart disease, if they've got, lung disease. But yet we just need to get past that of talking about mental health, because you're right. Everyone experiences mental health issues at different times throughout their lives. Some people can work through them with different support systems. Some people need additional help. We all have the need to feel needed, to feel wanted. And to me, again, this is a program that really helps to do that for this specific population. Jean, I'm going to kind of turn things to you now. And really both of you throughout the program. But let's talk specifically about Senior Life Solutions and the different services that are included.
Thank you, Lori. That's a good question, because the unknown of what we are, you hear about everything that we've just said, and what does that look like? Well, first off, you don't need to have a mental health diagnosis. If you're feeling any symptom of sadness, anxiety, or you've had a loss or a medical diagnosis and you're just having troubles coping, give us a call. One of our team here, Tara, Tim, or myself, will answer the phone. We'll talk with you a little bit. If it's something that you decide you want to do, then what that looks like is I'll get some information. Most insurances do cover our program, and we can help you work through that. And then we'll set up a meeting, and you can either come in and see us, or I can come out to your home, and we'll have conversations, do a brief assessment. And then the first part to get into our program would be you would have a confidential, comprehensive assessment before, and then after that, there's group therapy, 3 days a week, individual therapy, family therapy if you want that, medication, education and management, and aftercare planning. Even though this is a group setting, each person is addressed individually based on their unique need. We continue to engage and support you all the way through your journey.
Terrific. Thank you, Jean. A portion of that, as you mentioned, is group therapy. So people may hear that and think, well, what does group therapy entail? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Actually, group therapy is basically just sharing what we're going through together and sharing ideas and solutions that work. And although I'm the therapist that facilitates the meeting, I'll be honest with you, I'm learning from these folks just as much as anybody else. Some of their ideas may be something I'll be using in 10 years. So I think it's a very grassroots support that I think really, and I've been doing therapy for over 30 years, and I remember starting out with group therapy, and I've always believed that if it's at the community level, you get the most effect, because it's not just somebody telling you what you have to do. You're learning from each other. You're sharing ideas. And that's when people really, it clicks. Well, if it works for them, I'm going to mm-hmm. do that. And some of the things I've been learning, I've actually implemented some of the things that we've talked about in group, and I'm feeling 10 years younger already myself. So, you know, exercise, you know, meditation, some of these things that we talk about have really made an impact. And I've known about it for a long time. I've taught about it for a long time. But when you hear from the patients, hey, this meditation stuff really helped me with my back pain. I couldn't barely move. And so I'd read about it, I'd researched it, and then I started, well, I'm going to try this. And boy, he wasn't lying. It does make a difference. But it wasn't until I had that personal contact with them and understood how it really makes a difference in their personal lives that really clicked for me.
You know, and you just hit it on the head. I think it is those connections. You know, we just talked about what group therapy is, and I couldn't help but think when you're sharing that, Tim, well, group therapy sounds like it could look like people getting together for coffee on, you know, any given morning, and just sharing what they're going through, hearing from somebody else, like what they've done to maybe help them out in a situation. That's really what we're talking about here. And it allows people to learn about themselves and learn from the group. And I'm sure people participate at all different levels, depending on their comfort, too.
Absolutely. And I would argue that one of the things that we do talk about, we do life review, and we talk about how our parents and grandparents did things. I mean, they used to have people would sit around and do quilts and sew. They would talk. There was church groups and things. Some of that's kind of dissipated through time. And I mean, those are very therapeutic strategies. So I encourage people to keep doing those types of things. What I think I like about this group and what we can provide is we can take their real life knowledge, but then I can back it up with research and science that really helps them out. A lot of them have a very strong faith connection. For example, the idea of meditation, when you first hear that, the first time I had heard it, I was not a big fan of it. I thought it was you'd sit around and you went om around a circle. And that's not what it is. And then you look it up and you start doing some research on there's Christian meditation, there's Jewish meditation, there's all types of meditation out there that connects to their roots, connects to their what their likes and dislikes are. And I think that's what really makes it hit home for them. It's very personalized, and it's very something that, you know, and religion has been practicing meditation for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. You know, science is just getting on the bandwagon in the last, you know, 50 years saying, wow, this stuff is working. And the statistics are actually backing it up. So it's really a kind of combination of the old world and our common sense knowledge, and then backing up with real life science. It's really amazing to see that come together.
Gosh, yes, it is. And I love to hear that. Now, a question that people may have, and we do utilize this for our behavioral health services and also with your program too, is teletherapy available, and what is that?
Teletherapy is, $5 word for being able to communicate over a computer or a phone device. It's not that complicated. Basically, they would log in our a program that we would provide for them. We would give them the information to log on to their computer or on their phone, and then they would be able to participate from home, from their lazy chair or from their living room. And sometimes that's very important for some folks, especially if they have mobility issues or they're having the flu or influenza and they don't want to affect other people. Sometimes it may be the distance. One thing I think it's really amazing about this is, you know, you can actually access telehealth via an internet connection and be 50 miles away and still get support. And you do, it's, and the hospital God bless them. They really have added some additional technology. We've added an OWL, which is basically a way of seeing everybody in the room at the same time while they talk. For those people from the outside, they almost feel like they're part of that group, even though they may be at home. So there's some really interesting things that come with that telehealth. And I know originally some of them are really kind of hesitant because they're like, I don't know how to use my smartphone and things like that. But the technology has come a long ways, and now it's a few clicks, and usually they're able to figure this out. And we will show them. We've actually went to their home, set it up on their computer, set it up on their phone, and then they're able to access it. We actually have quite a few that are learning that. And that's kind of neat because we talk about that as well. Like, well, I can't learn that. And then I challenge that thinking. Like, wait a minute. You're very capable of learning many things. It may take you some practice. It may take some time. But you can get this. So I challenge them on that. And that really makes a difference. And they feel, once they get that and they're able to participate, you see that little smile and click in their head like, aha, I got something else under my belt. So
I did learn this. I was thinking the same thing because it is something learned, like something new for them to learn. And technology has come a long way. And there definitely is a place for it, like in this program, different reasons that might prevent somebody from getting there. It could even be weather.
Sure.
But they could still participate, still feel like they're right there in that room as part of that group.
In fact, that happened Friday. We had that kind of unexpected snowstorm. We did telehealth. And it was nice to have people. They didn't have to risk going out on the road. A lot of them are a little worried when the weather gets bad. So we were able to manage it and support those people right where they were at. And they enjoyed that.
Right. And they can be in their homes, but yet it opens up the outside world.
Yep.
And there's their people.
Yep.
That is so great. So let's talk about eligibility of the program. How does someone know if they are eligible or how can they be referred?
Okay, again, like we said, just make that phone call. And I'll repeat the number. We'll say it again at the end. It's 515-832-7813. Either Tim, Tara, or myself will answer the phone call and answer any questions that you have. Anyone can make a referral to our program, including yourself, your physician, a specialist, family members, your friends, community groups, any nursing or residential facility workers, if they see somebody in need, suggest our program to them, ask if they're okay, if you give me their name and phone number so I can reach them, and then we'll just go from there. We'll work it out together.
Very good. Thank you, Jean. Another question listeners may have is, does insurance cover this?
We will work with you and what your insurance is. Most insurances accept us.
And that is another benefit of this team, Jean. I know you've worked with people to even get additional financial assistance for people. And so, as she said, there are resources. We can certainly help you find resources. And that is something that they would look into prior to becoming part of the program is whether there is insurance to cover or what kind of assistance may be available.
Absolutely. And again, we talk about the age being 65 and older. If you are under that age and you are still wanting assistance, you can still call. We will find resources for you.
Great. Similarly, if travel, transportation limits someone, it doesn't necessarily prevent them from participating in the program, correct?
No, we have unique ways of working around that.
Very good. Kind of a summary here to the program. How can Senior Life Solutions help build community awareness about mental health wellness in this community and surrounding communities?
What we try to do is get out into the community. Past events, we like to be at the parades. Fuller Hall's coming up, their health fair. We will be present there. So if you want to come out, get out and meet the team, we'll be there. We do the parades. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so you will see a lot of activities going on within the hospital and outside of the hospital, and I'm sure Lori will be updating you on all those activities in the near future.
Absolutely, I will.
I'd like to add, too, that we're really starting to ramp up this year. Last year, we were in the process of really vamping up the program and getting on solid footing, and we were lucky enough to be awarded as one of the most improved programs in the last year, and I think that was something that we've started to hit our stride now. So now it's going to allow us to maybe, one of the things we've been talking about is getting out to the churches. And I mean, I'm really passionate about what we're doing. And I would love to maybe go speak to, social groups, civic groups, churches, things like that. Because the more we get the word out there, the more people realize this is not a scary thing. This is a very helpful and positive thing in our community. And I think more and more people are aware of it. I think it's really, I told Gene, I really see this program expanding within the next year. So
I do too. And I'm so glad you went right there because I wanted to celebrate those highlights. Yes, as you mentioned, the Senior Life Solutions program at Van Deese Medical Center was awarded the most improved single track program through your company. Congratulations. Tim, you were also just recently recognized for going above and beyond through the company too. If you can share a little bit.
Actually, I'm very humble. I talk a lot and I'm very loud, but I'm very humble. I think all glory goes to God. So I would give you that. And you know, the other thing, when people are congratulating me in the hallway, it really takes a team. It's mm-hmm. great to have Gene on board. The hospital just been a fantastic partnership with us. So I would give credit to all those folks before I would take any credit.
Well, that is very humble of you. And you're right, it does take a team. And I, too, am so passionate about the work and the benefit that comes out of this program. So, again, Gene, I'll have you share the information. If people have questions, would like more information, the number they can call.
The number is 515-832-7813.
Fantastic. Gene, Tim, and Tara, I want to thank you all for being a part of the program today. And again, I do want to welcome Tara to the program. And we'll have her on in future programs. She's very new to the program, but joining a fantastic team here at Van Deese Medical Center. So I do thank you all for participating in today's program.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.